All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Brand new parak. Brand new opportunities. Emirat Hashem. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Meir and Chava Weinheber in memory of Meir's grandmother, Malka Perel, Bas Henoch Yosef, on the occasion of her second yard site. We hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Nesham will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. We'll say our shir is also dedicated by Adam and Yudit Ben Zev. They are the Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Cheshvan, in memory of Adam's grandfather, in honor of Adam's grandmother and his parents, for serving as such wonderful role models. Hashbaruch Hu should bench them with Arichos Yamim Bishanim. And mostly with that, let's begin. Incredible, incredible sugya today. Really quite fascinating. Gemara, top of Yud Gimel. Kol Yad Hamarba Livdok Benoshim Mishubachas. So we'll say, literally translated, the more a woman does bedikos, mishubachas, this is praiseworthy. If you look at Rashi, just a moment, kol yad amarba livdok shebodek es tamid shema rasa. Any woman who constantly does bedikos, constantly checks herself to see if she's bleeding, ultimately, again, this is mishubachas. Why is this mishubachas? Says Rashi, shemitoch kach lo asili de safek tuma ubaila lo asili de isura. Because we'll say this way, if she's constantly checking, then what? She never comes to any kind of safek tuma, and her husband will never come to any kind of isser. Isser being ultimately inadvertent relations with a nida. So incredible. Uba anoshim tikatzets. So say very dramatic Gemara. But any man who constantly checks himself, ultimately, again, his hand should be cut off. Okay, Dr. Goldberg, you joined just mamish, like in the middle of exciting. I made it exciting for you. So it says, right? But by men, ultimately, again, his hand should be cut off. We'll say, what is this talking about? Uba anoshim, Rashi says, shebodek atzmo tadir ba'amaso shemayotso mimeni keri. So we're actually going to see any man who constantly. Checks himself for a seminal emission, which means Rabosai, he's touching himself. Then halacha lemaisa, the Gemara says tikatzets. That hand, of course, it's a metaphor. Well, we'll assume it's a metaphor. Tikatzets, his hand should be cut off. Why? Rashi says shemischamim umargish kishemashmish ba'ama umosi shichvazer levatala. Because sometimes in the process of checking himself, it leads to arousal, and that arousal itself ultimately, again, could lead to a seminal emission. So we'll say, so this is going to be our topic for today. So I just want to point out something amazing just from the beginning of the Mishnah. So already the beginning of the Mishnah sounds a bit problematic or a bit challenging. Why? Because remember, again, we ended off the last sugya as discussing the idea that in general we try to minimize bedikos. And yet here you go ahead and you have kol hayad hamarba livdok benoshim mishubachas. So I want to point out something very important here. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida, Zinyar Deya, and Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph qualifies this. And just as I'm not going to read to you the whole halacha, but the part that's important for us is Aval Shelo Bishas Tashmish Kol Hamarba Livdok Hareze Mishubachas. This halacha of Kol Hayad Hamarba Hareze Mishubachas is a din not by bedikos, by Tashmish. Because remember, again, we already established in yesterday's daf that we try to minimize the number of bedikos surrounding Tashmish. Why? Shemalibo Nokfo Uporesh, right? He might find the whole thing repulsive and therefore ultimately distance himself from his wife. So the extra bedikos, or the reboy of bedikos over here, is talking about Shalo Bishas Tashmish. So again, now even that we're going to qualify more in terms of, is that true all the time? Conventionally, we don't paskin that way. But again, we'll see the qualifications of it. So we'll say, here we go. Says the Gemara, Maishna Anoshim, Maishna Anoshim. So we'll say, why is it? What a strange Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, any woman who constantly checks herself to see if she's a nida, that's mishubachos, that's good. Yet any man who constantly checks himself to see if he's had a seminal emission, we'll say, remember again, so tikatzets, that his hand should be cut off, we'll say, it's not just like that it's not good. Right? You know, we prefer you don't do it. Right? You know, it's a very strong lashon that says this is something very, very bad. So why the discrepancy? So the Gemara says very simply, Noshim delav binos hargosha ninhu mishubachos. Anoshim, Tibnei Hargashan in Hutikatzes. We'll say for one simple reason, if a woman does more bedikos, ultimately, again, there's no downside to that, so to speak. But if a man is constantly checking himself, ultimately for seminal emissions, so the concern would then be that what? That as a result of his checking and therefore touching himself, that'll lead to arousal. That arousal could lead to a seminal emission. So in the process of quote-unquote checking himself, ultimately he could lead himself to very serious averus. Ihachi, my iria marbe. If that's the case, then why does the Mishnah talk about, say, the way the Mishnah reads is, kalayad hamarbe livdok b'noshim mishuvachus uba anoshim tikatis, which sounds like what? That by anoshim, by men, if you're marbe, tikatis. But if this is a concern, that if a man consistently checks himself for a seminal emission, that in and of itself could lead to a seminal emission, then what? It's not a din in ribui. Really, the halacha should be what? He really shouldn't check himself at all. To which the Gemara says, so I'll say, ultimately, you're right. The marbe is actually on women. Right? So the way to read the Mishnah is, kalayat hamarbe livdok b'noshim mishubachos. Right, any woman who checks often or frequently, mishubachos ubanoshim, but for a man to check himself even infrequently, tikatzeitz. So the Gemara says, Tana b'medzar mamurim. When is this halacha stated? And as we all say, when do we say that we don't want a man checking himself? Le'inyan shichvas zera. So we'll say that is when it comes to a seminal emission. We don't want a man checking himself frequently or even infrequently for a seminal emission. Aval le'inyan zov. But I will say, if there's an issue, if he's concerned that it might be a Zov, then what? So I will say, before we get to this, I'm sorry, but ultimately, if he wants to check himself because of Zov, then ultimately that is commendable, just like a woman who goes ahead and does frequent bedikos. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. So the inyan ziva, sheyatsa zov mimenu, verotza livdok, kedei limnos re'iyosav shtayim l'tuma, v'shal shekarbon. So you will say zov, and we're going to get into this sugya as well, but zov has different halachas. Zov could ultimately, again, be, depending on what the circumstances are, right? Two re'iyos could generate tuma. Three re'iyos could generate karbanic obligation, so there might be a need for him to see exactly what it is that's going on. So the Gemara makes a chilik. So first of all, Rashi just points out over here, zov doma lemei batak. So we'll get into this later. A zov emission looks different than a seminal emission. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, the Gemara is saying over here, the Mishnah's statement about not checking is a din in keri, in checking. If he had a seminal emission. But ultimately, again, for Zov, it is Meshubach. So the Gemara says, Va'afil inyan shichva zera. And even if a man wants to check himself, if there was a seminal emission, in Bal Livdok, Bitzrar o Becheres Bodek. So this is actually interesting. If he wants to check with a tzrar, we'll say tzrar literally means a stone. Cheres means a pottery shard. We'll say, be careful with this, by the way. Okay? So what does this mean? What this means is like this. The concern is that if a man is checking himself for a seminal emission, that itself could lead to arousal. The assumption is if you're using something cold to manipulate yourself, to check, that is not going to cause arousal. So a stone, a pottery shard, where there's no warmth generated in that, like there is ultimately with touch. So therefore, again, that won't lead to arousal. So Gemara says, umematlis lo, why do you leave out of this a matlis, right? The matlis is a cloth. In other words, I would have thought that maybe as long as a person doesn't touch himself when going ahead and checking, that should be enough. So why can't he use a cloth? So the Gemara says, umatlis lo, and you can't use a matlis. Vatanya, we learned, bodek atzmo bematlis, or b'chol davar sherotze. A person could check himself with a cloth and with anything else, right? So you see that a cloth does work. Why is it left out? Abaye, so the Gemara says, kidom rabaye bematlis ova. So Abai qualifies this. We're going to say Abai qualified this in a different context. We'll qualify it here as well. You could use a cloth, but what kind of cloth? Ultimately, again, a thick cloth. Rashi says, "Rematlis ava kashihi ve'ena mechamemes." It is so. Apparently, the thicker cloths were also a bit rougher. So because it was a bit rougher, there's no concern for any kind of arousal. Vehecha itmar d'abayi. We'll say, where did Abayi speak about the thicker cloth? So the Gemara says, aha disnan. this is actually quite interesting. Haya ochel b'truma. So we'll say this is a kohen. This is a kohen. So if a kohen was eating truma, ve'hirgish shenizdazu evarav. And literally translated, he felt his limbs shake. So we'll say he felt his limbs shake in a way that indicates a seminal emission. Now here's the problem. If he's in the middle of eating truma, so we'll say if he has a seminal emission, that's problematic because halacha l'maisa, a kohen is a balkari, can't eat truma. So what does he do? Ochez ba'amaso. So literally again, he tries to hold the zera in. He tries to hold the semen in by holding himself. Ubolea esa truma. And he swallows the truma. So we'll say, so he tries to prevent the semen from exiting his body until he can swallow the truma that's in his mouth. And then obviously after that, he becomes a balkari. Once he becomes a balkari, then halach lemaisa, of course, again, the laws of tumah will set in. So the Gemara says, Vatanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. We'll say, so now, this leads, by the way, to another incredible sugya that's found both in Aruch Chaim and in Evin HaEzer, which is as follows. Vamarava, so the Gemara, excuse me, Vatanya. Oh, so Gemara says, Ochez, is that true that he could hold himself? V'atan Rabbi Eliezer Omer kala Ochez ba'amasa u'mashtin. They both say, whoever holds himself, right, whoever holds the aver while urinating, kilu mevi mabul la'olam. It's as if he brings a mabul to the world. Now, both say, we're going to discuss the context of this in just a moment. So you see from here that in the eyes of Chazal, when urinating, again, one is not supposed to touch themselves either, right? And if one touches the aver, then ultimately, again, we'll see what the reference to the mabul is. Point is, it's not good, right? Whatever it means, we'll see in a moment. So how could we suggest that the Kohen over here go ahead and literally hold himself, which he's preventing the zera from coming out, swallow the truma? But again, why would we do that? So the Gemara says, "Amar Abayi b'matlis ava." What is the kohen holding himself with? He's holding himself with a thick cloth. So in that kind of situation, there's no concern for any kind of arousal. So we'll say, we'll get into the urinating piece over here in just a moment. But amazingly enough, what it's saying over here is again the same concern that if one goes ahead and holds themselves while urinating, that could lead to arousal as well. So the Gemara says, "Rava Amar Rava says, afilu b'matlis raka." Even with this, you could even use a soft cloth. Kevan de akar, akar. The case of the coin is a little bit different, and we'll say why. Because the truth is, there's not so much of a concern about arousal by the coin. Why is it not a concern about arousal by the coin? Because we'll say, again, remember, he's already in a state of being motzi zera, right? The situation over here is he wants to prevent the zera from coming out until he swallows the truma that's in his mouth. So in this case over here, even a soft cloth would be fine because there's no real issue of arousal. So the Gemara says, V'abaye chayesh doma asila asufi. But Abaye, who says that he can use a thick cloth, not a soft cloth, is concerned ultimately again about being mosif. That apparently Abaye felt that if he becomes aroused even during this, it could increase the amount of zera that he emits. So the Gemara says, "Rava lo chayesh doma asila asufi." Is Rava not concerned that if he could increase the amount of zera that will exit the body? Vatanya, we learned ha lama zedoma. To what can this be compared to? Lenosin etzba ba'ayin, like one who puts their finger in their eye. Shekozman she etzba ba'ayin ayim midamas v'chozeres umidamas. So what it's saying over here is, just like if a person puts their finger in their eye, they'll begin to tear. Right, so it's not the pshat. Okay, once it's there, the longer you keep the finger in the eye, or the more you put the finger in the eye, the more you begin to tear. So again, I will say it works with arousal as well. That the more one stimulates oneself, so the more ultimately, again, the arousal is there. In other words, arousal intensifies, and if arousal intensifies, the amount of zera can intensify as well. To which the Gemara says, "Rava, kolach mumi v'hadrach mumi." B'shaite lo shchiach. So we'll say, Rava will say, yes, it is possible ultimately to increase arousal, but what he calls b'shaite, when there's an actual ejaculation that's occurring, right? When the man is actually being motzi zera, which is happening over here at the kohen, in that case, there's no concern about being mosif zera. Right, whatever zera is coming out is going to come out. If he ends up touching himself in an effort to prevent the zera from coming out, we're not concerned that's going to create more zera. Good. So we'll say, so now the Gemara goes back for just a moment. So we'll say, so now we understand. So now we understand it's a statement in the Mishnah. Right? Kolayat hamarbe, livdok b'nosha mishubacha. So the halacha telling us that by women, shelo b'shas tashmish. Apparently the more bedikos they do mishubachos, but by a man, we don't want him doing any kind of bedikos. So again, it could be that that's a din in keri, but maybe ultimately again, by zov. We would be okay with bedikas, but again, even those bedikas have to be done either with certain things, certain, in order to ensure that there's no arousal. That would be the goal. So whether it's a matlis ava, thicker cloth, a tsura, or cheres, I both say the idea here being that in the pursuit of trying to ascertain whether or not one is tahar, one has to avoid leading to any kind of arousal, which could then go ahead and lead to hotzas zera. To emitting of zera, so the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara goes back and analyzes something he said before. Gufa, Rabbi Lazar Omer, kala ochis ba'ama umashtin kilu mevi mabul liolam. So I'll say anyone who holds himself while he goes ahead and he urinates, it's as if he brought a mabul to the world. And I will say, so what does one thing have to do with the other? Look at Rashi, kilu mevi mabul. Rashi says sha'avera zu haisa biadam. So Chazal teach us that one of the Averos of the Dor HaMabul was Hotzas Zera Levatala, was the wasting of seed. And therefore, again, the Gemara says over here that anyone who engages in activity that could lead to the wasting of seed, Hotzas Zera Levatala, it's as if he brought a Mabul to the world. Amru lo l'Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi says, listen. So therefore, the Gemara seems to be saying over here that when you urinate, you know, saying the Gemara says when you right, this is not like a metaphor, right? It's not like some deeper analytical meaning over here, or esoteric meaning. The Gemara is saying that when a person urinates, they shouldn't hold themselves, right? They shouldn't hold themselves, lest if you hold yourself, if you touch yourself, it could lead ultimately again to arousal, which could lead to otzar zar levatala, which is exceptionally chomer. To which the Gemara says, v'haloni tzotzos nitzinal raglov. And I will say, if that's the case, then a person could get urine on themselves. And I will say, this is not just a hygiene issue. So I will say, so literally what it means is droplets could go ahead and come on their shoes. Right? So the Gemara says, so we'll say, what is the ramification, ultimately, again, of droplets coming on the shoes? So the Gemara says, v'nira kikrus shavcha. And I will say, a person could look like a krus shavcha. So we'll say, krus shavcha is a person who has... For him, both zera as well as urine does not come out in a stream. It trickles. So we'll say, as a result, such a person ultimately, again, is incapable of having children. And in fact, a krus shavcha is someone who is not permitted to marry into the general pool of klali. So a krus shavcha has it in almost like a mamzer. So we'll say, so one of the ways in which you would be able to tell if someone is a krus shavcha is if ultimately they have droplets of urine on their shoes. That would mean that the stream of urine does not go away from the body, but instead it trickles down. So Rabbi say, so aren't we concerned that you're going to cast dispersions ultimately on the person? Then Rabbi say, now here's the problem. Not only are you casting dispersions on the person, but what? But ultimately, again, then their children would also be potentially be labeled as mamzerim. Because if a krus shavcha has kids, one thing is pretty clear, which is what? He's not the father. He's not the father, and someone else is, and isn't that problematic? So the Gemara says, "V'nitza moti lazal banav shehi mamzerin." People say this is wild. Amar lahen mutav shiyotzi lazal banav shehi mamzerin v'al yasa atzmo rasha sha'achas lifnei hamakom. People say, "What a dramatic statement! It is better for him to have a chashash of mamzerus on his kids than he should do something inappropriate in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one moment." And as Rabbi say, so severe. Is the prohibition of hashchasas zera levatala, of the wasting of seed. So severe is that prohibition that it would be better, the halacha would prefer that at the end of the day, we go ahead and have a laz on his kids, have a laz on this guy, than to do something chas v'shalom that is even potentially problematic of this nature. Tanya Edoch, suppose you have another braisa that supports this. Hamelin Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim, Efshar Yamot Adam Bamakam Gavoa V'yashtin, O Yashir Ba'afer Tichuach, Va'al Yasa Atzmo Rasha Sha'achas Lifnei Amakam. So we'll say there's another braisa. And this braisa, interestingly enough, Rabbi Eliezer is going ahead and giving an Eitzah, right? And in his Eitzah, Rabbi Yossi, what he's saying is, a person could urinate from a high point. Rabbi Yossi, remember again, the issue of droplets, right? The issue droplets is the right word, right? Of droplets of urine is if he's urinating right in front of him. So maybe if a person is makbid to dafka urinate, you know, at a height, right? So therefore, again, the urine goes straight down. There's no concern about any kind of splashback on the person. Or afar tichuach. Afar tichuach means loose earth. So I'll say sometimes when the urine splashes back is when a person is urinating on hardened earth. But if it's soft earth, ultimately the urine is absorbed. So the Gemara says, so now two different brises of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Hey Amar Lohu Beresha. Which one did Rabbi Eliezer say first? So the Gemara says, Ilema Kamaisa. If you want to say he said the first brisa first. So the Gemara says, Ilema Kamaisa Amar Lohu Beresha. Basra Dharmala Yisura Hada Amrulu Takanta. Elaha Amrulu Beresha V'amru Le Ein Lo Makom Gavoa Afar Tichuach Mai. So we'll say, so apparently the order of the brises is like this. Rabbi Eliezer says, ideally, a person should go in when they're urinating. A person should not touch themselves when urinating. So therefore, again, in order to avoid any type of droplets on your feet, what should you do? Urinate from a high vantage point or into soft dirt. That's the first brisa. Ali said to Rabbi Eliezer, what happens if you can't find a height from which to urinate from, or you can't find loose earth? What should you do then? To which Rabbi Eliezer responds with the second brisa. We'll say the second brisa is the one we mentioned first, which says that what? Sorry, if you don't have a height, you don't have loose earth. That's, you know, then you urinate, but you still can't touch yourself, and it is better to go ahead and even have the appearance of a kroshavcha, your children to have the appearance of mamzerim, and not to do something that has potential problematic ramifications with hotzas zera levatala in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says as follows. Fine. So the Gemara says v'kol kach lama. I will say, so why so intense, right? Why such intensity when talking about that a person shouldn't touch themselves when urinating? The chol kach lama, because here we go, shemotzi shichvas zera levatala. Because Rabbi said the concern over here that we're dealing with is a wasting of seed. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, kolamotzi shichvas zera levatala, chayiv misa. Rabbi said that ultimately, again, whoever's motzi shichvas zera levatala, is chayiv misa. It's a very serious infraction. Shneemar vayira be'ini Hashem esa she'asa vayamos oso. So we'll say, so ultimately again, this vayamos come on. So this is by Er and Onan, right? This is by the sons of Yehuda who died because they did not want to impregnate Tamar and they wasted their seed. So we see already in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats this particular sin with incredible severity. Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Ami, Amri, Kilu Shofeich Damim. It's as if one spills blood. Shene Emar, quotes over here the Pasuk from Yeshaya, Hanichamim Be'elim Tachas Kol Itzra Anan, Shochate Hayiladim Benichalim. So I'll say over here the Pasuk is making reference ultimately again to those who slaughter the children. So the Gemara says over here, Al Tikre Shochte Ela Sochte. We'll say sochte means to squeeze out. What does it mean to those who squeeze out the children? So the Gemara is making a reference over here to those who waste their zera, those who waste their seed, who are effectively wasting children, so to speak. So again, another pasuk in Navi telling us about the severity of this. Rabbi Asi says, Kilo Ovid Kochavim. Incredible. Right? That a person who is Motzi Zera Levatala, it's as if he worships idolatry. Ksiv Hacha. Tachas kol itzra anon, oksiv hasam al haharim haramim, v'tachas kol itzra anon. So we'll say over here, the Pasuk says over here, tachas kol itzra anon, and it says by Avodah Zarah, tachas kol itzra anon. It uses the same lashon by Otzas Zara Levatala as it does ultimately again by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Havu, so we'll say fine. So that, therefore, what's driving this entire sugya, Rabbi Yehuda, which is why some of this stuff, you know, you read this and it sounds like really like a person is urinating. And again, we'll see exceptions to this rule as well. But Lamaisa, the severity that's driving this entire sugya is the concern ultimately again of wasting zera, of wasting seed. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, have a kamiya igra. We'll say an interesting story. Yehuda and Shmuel were standing on the rooftop to be Kenishta de Shafi Yosef. They were sitting on the rooftop ultimately again of the shul of Shav. The Yosef. We'll say, presumably that's the name of the city. right? The shul, or the name of the shul, right? The Shafi Yosef, Ben Arda, was in the city of Narda. Amar li Rabbi Huda l'Shmuel. So Rabbi Huda said to Shmuel, Tzarech ani l'hashtin, Rabbi, I have to go to the bathroom. Right? So we'll say, so remember, again, so you have to understand something. We'll say, you know, halacha governs everything. Halacha governs everything. So here you have, we say to ourselves, can you imagine this conversation happening contemporarily? Right? Rabbi, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, you know, hatzlacha. You know, so what? But again, I will say, you're going to see over here. The issue is one of halacha. So Rabbi says, Rabbi. So Rabbi, who says Shmuel? Rabbi Tzarchani Vahashtin. Right, I have to go to the bathroom. Amrle Shinina Achuz Ba'amascha Vahashtin Lachutz. So Shmuel tells Rabbi Huda, Shinina, sharp one. Right, Tam Tchacham, hold yourself. Right, and urinate out. Remember, they're standing on a rooftop. So he says, hold yourself and urinate out. So Gemara says, Hechi avit hachi. One second. How could Shmuel have told Rabbi Yehuda to hold himself, to touch himself while urinating? Vatanya. Rabbi Lozer Amar Kala Ochiz Vamaso Mashikin Levi Mabul Olam. We just learned before that what? That if a person goes in and touches themselves while urinating, it's as if what? They bring a mabul to the world. Amar Abaye Asa'u Kiboleshes. So Abaye said they treated this case like a boleshes. So we'll say boleshes literally means like an invading army. What does this mean? Watch this. It's actually quite interesting. This nine. Boleshes shenichnas leir b'shash shalom. Chavios psuchos asuros tumos mutar. Supposed to listen to this. Let's say you have Gentile soldiers who enter into a Jewish city. So we'll say, what's the shaila? What's going to be the status of my wine? Right? Do I have to be concerned that the soldiers got into my wine? So the Gemara says, if it's a time of peace, then what? Any open barrels are yayin esech or stam yenam, right? You have to assume that the soldiers touch the open barrels and therefore not good. Any closed barrels are okay. We don't assume the soldiers go into the closed barrels. B'shas milchama, but if it's a time of war, elu v'elu muteres. Lefi she'en lahem p'nai l'nasech. We'll say if it's a time of war, then what? We assume that all of the barrels are mutter. Why? Because we'll say when it's wartime, they're not offering libations to their god. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? Alma, so we'll say, what you see from here is, Alma, de kevan de ba'isi lo asi l'nesuche. You see from here that when people are scared of things, right, when there's a yira, so things change. So just like when there's a yira, I'm not concerned that the soldiers had in mind for their avodah zarah, because they're focused on the yira. Yira focuses you. Hachinami, so too over here. Shmuel said to Rabbi Huda, kevan de ba'isi lo asi l'erhuri. Since you're scared, you're not going to come to arousal. We'll say, V'hacha mai b'yisusa ika. So we'll say, what was Rabbi Huda fearful of? So the Gemara says, Ibai sima b'yisusa delayla. This story apparently happened that night. So he was scared. In other words, he was nervous. It was nighttime. He's on a roof. Ika b'yisusa delayla udi igra. He was scared. It was nighttime and he was on a roof. So we'll say, generally, nighttime and a roof could be a little bit of a dangerous combination. And so he was nervous. V'bayisema, b'yisusa delayla. And by the way, the other piece, obviously, he's not just on the roof. But remember again, where is he urinating? Where is he? Off the ledge of the roof. So we'll say, so the mice again at the end of the day, he's concerned. So because he's concerned, because there's a fear, no arousal. V'bayisema, b'yisusa delayla. So the other piece over here is, he is relieving himself in front of his Rebbe. Gotta be awkward, right? So I'll say, there's a nervousness, like a fear, like this would be more like a nervousness of his Rebbe's right here. So that's also, again, he's not going to come to arousal. V'bay sema, b'isusa de shechina. That's incredible. All the other possibility is, he had a fear of the shechina. And then I will say, it appears that what this means is, that, remember, this is taking place on the rooftop of a shul, of a mikdash ma'at, of the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Remember again, without the base hamikdash, so the Ribono Shel Olam resides in each and every one of our batei kenesios. So he's urinating off the top of the roof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. So that in and of itself engenders a certain level of anxiety. V'yisema, so the Gemara says, Em say demari ale. We'll say, by the way, others say, this was Rabbi Huda's disposition in general. Rabbi Huda was a person who walked around with an incredible and overwhelming feeling of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Huda lived the principle of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. He recognized that he was always before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi, Imsa Demare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vafilu b'makom acher nami shari lididei. It could be that what Shmuel was saying was to Rabbi Huda, to someone like you, this is incredible, someone like you, who lives in the constant presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who could imagine such a thing like this? To live in the constant presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, literally, Shivisi Hashem Benegdi Samid, to someone who lives like that, for you, there's no concern about arousal as a result of urinating. So the Gemara says, the Kari Alei Shmua, like Kishmua used to say about Rabbi Huda, Ein Ze Yelod Isha. He used to say, this man, he conducts himself as if he's not a mortal. As if he is not a mortal. Right? As if he is not born to woman. So the Gemara Sevivah and Shabbos, another possibility. And here we get to kind of like the codification of his halacha, Nasui Haya. Rabbi Huda was married. So we'll say, what does that matter? Da Amar Rav Nachman, Im Haya Nasui Mutar. That apparently, again, if a man is married, he can hold himself during urination. Why, Rabbi Huda? Because the assumption is as follows. The assumption is that halacha lemaisa, if a married man becomes aroused because he has a permitted way to go ahead and deal with that arousal, ultimately he will not come to otzas zera levatala. Vibay sema ki ha orile detani abba breid rabbi yamarchia aval misayeya bebeitzim milamata. What's the other possibility is actually quite interesting is that the issue over here of arousal is only when one touches what's called the gid, the ama, right? But if one goes ahead and holds himself by the beitzim, then apparently again there is not a concern about arousal. Vibay sema ki ha orile do amra biyava amra biyochanan gvul yeshlo me'atara ulamata mutar. Also, another possibility is that when urinating, a person can hold themselves, but where? Mamish only at the tip, right by the opening of the aver, where the urine exits the body. You can hold yourself in that area because there's not a concern for arousal. It's only the rest of the area of the ama, of the aver of the gid, where ultimately, again, there that's what it means, gvul yeshlo, there is a gvul, it's a boundary, me atara ulamata. Atara, of course, is the tip, the lashon of the Gemara is called the crown, ulamata. We'll say lamata means out, down, right? Down meaning down. So if the aver is facing down away from the body, so the Gemara says me'atara amadeis me'atara lamala, but I will say from the tip and above, which means closer to the body, then ultimately again this will be asr. This halacha lemaisa will be something that is no texting. No texting. You need to take out your phone in just a second. One more time. So we'll say ultimately again. So halacha lemaisa. So we see two incredible qualifications over here. So we'll say, so number one, ultimately, again, it could be that if a person is married, this whole halacha changed. So we'll say, actually, a number of qualifications. So first of all, we see is a halacha. And I will say, I want to point out to you, this is, in fact, a halacha. Again, I'll share with you the Shulchan Aruch as we, hopefully in a little bit, as we get towards the end of the sugya. But we begin to see a couple of qualifications to that halacha. So apparently one is not permitted to hold themselves when going ahead and urinating, right? Out of a fear that this could cause arousal. Qualifications to this halacha, fear, if a person is in a situation where there's some type of ema, so with this fear there's not arousal, that's possibility one. Possibility two is to hold oneself by the beitzim. Possibility three is that apparently it doesn't apply to someone who is married, right? And possibility four is to hold oneself, again, really by the edge of the tip, right? Right by where the urine exits. And apparently, again, Chazal felt that that would not create a situation of arousal. Good, I will say, Twitch the Gemara says as follows. Amarav. All right, by the way, you see again how much Chazal were so concerned about the issue of Hotzas Zera Levatala. This is not the venue for this discussion, but it's something that often, to be honest, it's an issue that's not discussed, but it's an issue that's every healthy boy growing up, right, encounters this challenge. And it's, on one hand, the Isser is so grave. We see it. The Isser is so grave. But let's say, it's not like there's, like, one person says, it's kilu mevi ma'bula olam, right? Yichai misa z'avod zara. And Yishomrin, it's okay, right? There's no back and forth with this. But yet, you're both saying, so on one hand, you have an Isser that is so chamer, yet you have an Isser that is part and parcel of, like, normal maturation, right, reflects a desire, a healthy desire. And again, and to think that this is not something that I think that most people are nichshol in at different stages of life is ridiculous, right? And pretending like okay, read up. Oh yes, of course. I'm just, again, this is not a topic for today. That topics like this require a different type of venue with a smaller group and certainly not recorded and streaming online. Right? But again, it's important because, again, if you have teenage sons, right? And so just understand, like, this is a real struggle. It's a real struggle. And proper parenting and proper hadracha and an incredible balance of, on one hand, recognizing that you have normal desires and certain things happen, and even though something might be chamer, figuring out how to find that balance and how do you deal with something that is unequivocally usser, but yet so commonplace. Just pointing out, it's something to think about, and I think one of the significant challenges when trying to be magic and trying to raise a ben Torah. So the Gemara says as follows: Amarad, Hamakasha atzmo ladas ye benidui. We'll say if somebody purposely, intentionally arouses himself, right? So again, we'll say mekash atzmo ladas literally means a person causes himself to become aroused. So what's the halacha ye benidui? We'll say, so this is actually interesting lashon. It literally means he should be excommunicated. So we'll say, now what does this mean? He's not literally excommunicated. No, it's not literally. So we'll say, but what it means is that halacha lemaisa, yeah, beneath him is a statement of this is a very severe act. Velema aser. Why don't you just say it's us? What do you mean, yeah, benidui? To which the Gemara says, de kamagri yitzahara anafshe. So we'll say, this is an absolutely incredible Gemara. So we'll say, if somebody arouses himself, so we'll say, sometimes the yitzahara, you know, comes my way and tempts me. But to go out of my way to arouse myself for Avera, that's even a different level. Now, again, a person is presented with an isayon, a person sees something, a person is in a situation, then, okay, that's one level of challenge. But to bring the challenge upon yourself, the Gemara says, that's a different level. That's a different level. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami Amar Nikra Avarion. Rabbi Ami says, ultimately, such a person is called an Avarion, a sinner. Shekach umnasol shel yitzhara. Because Rabbi said, this is where the yitzhara works. Hayom omer lo asekach. Today the Yitzhara says, why don't you do this? Ulamachar omer lo asekach. Tomorrow he says, do this. Ulamachar omer lo leich oved avedas kachavim. And then the third day he says, why don't you go worship idolatry? Vaholech va'oved. And I will say, we laugh at this, but what? This is exactly how things work. Each of us, I guarantee you, each of us could point to how stuff like this happened in our lives. Lav dafka avod zara. Right, but I will say, but sometimes the pathway to sin begins with the smallest innocuous things. And then one day I do something and I say to myself, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. This is so not me. But here's something amazing. If you retrace your steps, and it's an incredibly instructive process, if you make a big mistake in life, which inevitably we all do, you retrace your steps, you begin, it's amazing. The first step that led me to this colossal mistake was nothing major. It was something relatively small. And then the next time a little bit bigger, and the next time a little bit bigger, until ultimately again the colossal mistake occurs. So we'll say, that's why Chazal have such strong words for a person who arouses himself. Why? Again, a person sees something they can't control. The person is in a situation they can't control. Stuff happens in life. But to arouse yourself and to lead oneself to Aveira, to invite the Yitzhara into you, that Chazal said, why? Why invite challenge? There's enough challenge that's visited upon us. Rabbi say, this is also dramatic, Gemara. Whoever brings himself to Hirhur. Rabbi say, Hirhur means impure thoughts. If a person brings himself to Hirhur, so we'll say, so this is different than the first Gemara. The first Gemara was Mekasha Atzmo. Literally, a person is actively arousing themselves. The second Gemara over here is whoever allows himself, maybe Atzmo Dehir, whoever person constantly cogitates on impure things, at the end of the day, ultimately, again, a person is in machnisin also mechitzal shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Boaz says a dramatic Gemara. What does it mean? What does this mean? So a person brings himself to impure thoughts. After 120, he is not allowed in to the inner mechitza of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Boaz says, if you notice again, it doesn't say you're going to Gehenna, right? It doesn't say you're going to get Malkus, but rather, what does it say? Purity of mind is what is necessary for closeness to God. And this, we all know, this is probably one of the hardest things. I could regulate behavior. It's much harder to regulate thought. Yet the Gemara says it is purity of mind, purity of thought, that leads to personal purity and spiritual holiness. You want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, it's not just enough to regulate your behaviors. I have to regulate my thoughts as well. So that's called Mevius Asmo Lidei Hirhur, a Machnisin Oso Michitzaso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, it doesn't mean if Hirhur pops in my head. A lot of times, I can't control if impure thoughts pop into my head. But what do I control? What do I control? If I allow them to remain there. So Shulchan Aruch discusses it. Shulchan Aruch says this is why sometimes there's a din. Person is gets impure thoughts, do something to remove them. Right? Go ahead and open a chumash, open a siddur, say a kapitel of tilim, do something, walk into the base medrash, do something, whatever you can, to drive the thoughts out of your mind. I can't necessarily prevent them from entering in the first place, but I absolutely can decide if I want to allow them to reside there. So the Gemara goes on, Ksiv hacha vayeh b'ayna Hashem uksiv hasam kilo el chafetz rasha ata lo yegur chara. V'amra lazer, ma'idich siv, yedeichem damim aleyu. What does it mean when it says your hands are filled with blood? Elu ha-menafim biyad. These are the people, ultimately, again, literally means they commit immorality with their hand. Again, another reference, ultimately, to Motzi Zer Levatalo. Lo Sinaf, remember, Lo Sinaf is one of the Ten Commandments, which we normally assume refers to what? Do not commit adultery. But Chazal also dashnit, Lo Sehe Bacha Niuf, Bein Biyad, Bein Beregel. Ultimately, again, do not commit acts of immorality with your hands or with your foot. Tanra Abanon. So we'll say another incredible Gemara. Hagerim v'amesachekim bitinokos makvinas ha-mashiach. Gerim, converts, and I will say mesachekim bitinokos. Those who play with children delay the arrival of Mashiach. What is this talking about? So bishlom hagerim k'd Rabbi Chalbo. So we'll say I understand the statement of gerim because Rabbi Chalbo says damar Rabbi Chalbo kashim gerim liyisrael kisapachas. So we'll say an incredible Gemara. Rabbi Chalbo says that ultimately, again, gerim, converts are difficult for Klal Yisrael like a sapachas. We'll say, what's a sapachas? Sapachas means a lesion, tzaras. Literally, gerim are as difficult to Klal Yisrael like tzaras. Now, what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over, ki sapachas, dichsiv begerim, v'nil v'ager aleim, v'nispachas al b'Yisrael, lashon sapach, shekashon Yisrael kisapachas, she'im b'kim emissus, u'mevim paranos, first thing in Rashi is, a lot of times people who convert are not genuine. They're not genuine, Abbas. Not every person who converts is genuine. And a lot of times a person converts for a variety of ulterior motives. The Gerus is not genuine. And as a result, they end up bringing down the Jews around them. Either because they're not careful with their mitzvahs, they bring some of their behaviors, ultimately, again, from their previous Gentile life, and have a deleterious effect on Am Yisrael. That's one of Pinashi. Well, say, I have to share with you something amazing. There's a Tosis in Kiddushin. Tosis in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says as follows. Same Gemara, by the way. Same Gemara period. Also, Kashi Gerin Yisrael. Tosis says, this is incredible, Lefisha Gerin Bikiyim B'mitzvahs, because everyone knows, Gerin are especially proficient in mitzvahs, umedaktikim bohem kosh, and they're so medaktik, those gerim are so frum. And what happens? Koshem liyisal kisapachas. The gerim are terrible for us natural-born Jews. Why? Demitoch kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maske avonasim shel Yisrael. So both say, Tosis is a pain, the kasha gerim liyisal kisapachas. Well, what happened to the sapachas? I'm a good-looking guy, and I have a sapachas. Right? That sapachas mamish ruins my whole look. Right, so what happens? The gerim sometimes put the rest of us to shame. That how could it be that someone who's born into this is not medaktik b'mitzvahs like a ger? So it's actually incredible. One statement, two polar opposite approaches. Kasha gerim l'sakas sapachas either means not every ger. In fact, the Gemara seems to feel most gerim are not genuine. Most gerim do not come with a complete heart, bring their Gentile baggage with them, and as a result, have a negative effect on Klal Yisrael. Tosis, just the opposite. People who convert are usually the greatest mitzuyonim. They're the best, they're the cream of the crop of Klal Yisrael. And at the end of the day, they put the rest of us natural-born Jews to shame. So the Gemara goes weiter. So that's the gerim. So the Gemara says, "Elam misachakim b'tinokos mayi." We'll say, what does it mean? Those who are misachik b'tinokos delay the arrival of Mashiach. Ilayon mishkav zacher. We'll say, if you're talking about the chas hashom, we're talking about homosexuality, right? Mishkav zacher b'nei skilinimu. We'll say, so it can't. So to say that homosexual behavior delays the coming of Mashiach, Rabbi will say, so that at the end of the day, that's not a proper statement. That's a chi of misa. We'll say, remember again, whenever we speak about these things, also always so important to qualify that we're condemning the behavior and not the person. Right? We'll say every person does averus. Every person. So some people have their weakness in Shabbos. Some people have their weakness in Mishkav Zachar. Some people. So again, whenever b'nei skilinu means the behavior, just like Chil Shabbos, by the way, is b'nei skilinu. So Mishkav Zachar is also, but that's not a statement about the quality and importance of the individual. So incredibly important. You know, a lot of topics to cover. Ella derech evarim. Rather, Ose says the Gemara derech. Ose derech evarim means that when a person goes ahead and rubs themselves against another person in a way which does not represent intercourse, but ultimately again creates hotzah zera levatala. To which the Gemara says bnei mabul minhu. But I will say ultimately again, that's bnei mabul. So ella dinesibi kitanis. Rather, Ose say, okay. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Dinesibi kitanis. Other things we'll say is apparently there are men who would purposely marry younger girls, who were incapable of having children. They didn't want to have kids. They wanted to have relations, but they didn't want to have kids. The lav benos aludininu. The Rabbi Yossi ein ben David ba. So we'll say, so Chazal are actually saying, obviously, societally things are different. People are marrying much younger. But Chazal frowned upon marrying a girl who is not capable of having children. Because ultimately, again, at least part of the yisod of marriage is to try to establish family. But we'll say, I'm not held liable for the results. I'm just held liable for the process. So at the end of the day, to marry a girl who's incapable of having children, Chazal frowned upon that. I will say, he's not talking about a woman, he's talking about a young girl who just biologically cannot yet have children. Because I will say, the Gemara says, Mashiach can't come until all the neshamas are empty from the guf. The guf is a chamber in Shamayim. It's the chamber that houses, ultimately, the neshamas. Mashiach can't come until all the neshamas are emptied out from the guf. Because of that, a man who intentionally marries a young girl who is incapable of having children, Chazal frowned upon such a union like that. Good. Banoshim tikatz, he's supposed to just finish up. So remember again, the Mishnah said that a man is not supposed to check himself, and if he does, his hand should be cut off. Ibailu, dina tanan only two satan. Rabbi say, is this a din that we cut off his hand? Or it's like a curse, right? His hand should be cut off. So the Gemara says, dina tanan kyadu Rav Huna katzatz yad. So Rabbi say, is it like a din like Rav Huna? Right? Rabbi say, Rav Huna once had a guy's hand cut off because he was about to strike his friend. So we do see, by the way, that based on under, probably more to the story, but right? I will say, but Lamaisa again, Rav Huna did order, right? Because you call a person raises his hand against his friend. So Rav Huna had a guy's hand cut off. Only two satan, or is it just a curse? Tashma, the Tanya, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yadla Amati Katzeitz Al Tiburo. I will say, if a person puts his hand, ultimately again, by the Aver, you should cut it off, even if the hand is resting on his stomach, on his navel. Amrlo, Yeshiv Lakotz Bekreis Lo Yitlenu. And if a person has a thorn in his lower stomach, lower abdomen, he shouldn't take it out. Or that would be putting your hand below the navel. Amrlelo, Valo Kreisun of Kas. But if you have a thorn in your navel, Rabbi, so you don't remove it, it's going to be problematic. Amrlan Mutov Tibaka Kreisov Al Yered Leber Shachas. Better to have your stomach explode than to descend into the pit of depravity. Rabbi, say, Rashi points out over here, this is hyperbolic, right? This is Guzma. Chazal are trying to express us, Rabbi, say, the care and concern we have to take not to come to Otsah Zer Levatala. So if you say the Gemara is actually espousing the halacha, that's why it says that a stomach could explode. But I will say, if it's just a curse, then at the end of the day, what does it mean? His stomach explodes. I will say, just to finish up, Rabbi Tarfon goes so far to say that, not only are you not supposed to touch yourself, But a person even has to be careful not to put his hand beneath his navel. Your hand shouldn't go below that, below the navel, right? Because I will say that in and of itself could lead one to arousal. What happens if a person has a thorn embedded by his navel? He shouldn't take it out. His stomach's going to explode. Amr lahen lo v'alo kreisin ifkas. His stomach's going to explode. Amr lahen mutav tibaka kreisin v'ayir the barashach. It's better for his stomach to explode, but let him not descend into the pit of destruction. We'll say, in other words, that Allah l'maisir Rabbi Tafon saying, better to go ahead and even suffer a little bit than to run the risk of otzar zar levatala. We'll say that last piece is not halacha l'maisir, right? A bit hyperbolic, but again, sensitizing us. We'll say, I will just tell you just very, very, very quickly, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Gimel Sif Yudan Arachayim Yizar Shal Yochaz Ba'am Aviyashtin. When urinating, a person has to be careful not to touch themselves. Imlo me atara ulamata, except Rabosai by the very end of the tip. There, a person is permitted to hold themselves. Why? Mipnei shamoti shichva zera levatala, out of a concern that a person will come to waste zera. Ela imkein hu is nasui. The exception, of course, is if a person is married, because then even if there is arousal, a person has a permitted way to satisfy that arousal. Umidas chasidus lizar afilu anasui. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it has a midas chasidus that even if a person is married, ultimately, again, to try to be careful with this and to only hold oneself from the edge of the tip. I'll say shkoyach, we'll stop over here and we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.
I'm not going to get better than that.